WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of the latest album from alto saxophonist Richie Cole. Cole is one of the best known and most written about modern jazz musicians. He is an aggressive promoter of the music and a defender of bebop values. Kevin admires Cole's well-honed technique, high energy, and unflagging enthusiasm, but he has a dissenting opinion about Cole's music and its message.
Nothing makes me reach for the earplugs faster than hearing that somebody's putting the fun back into jazz. Not that jazz isn't fun. Any music born of an urge to mangle brass band conventions will always have a playfully subversive side. You can hear it in such humorists as Fats Waller, Dizzy Gillespie, and Lester Bowie. But if you try too hard to make jazz fun, you may just wind up making it tacky. A case in point is alto saxophonist Richie Cole, whose new album is Pop Bop on Milestone. Cole says he wants to bring jazz to the people. So Pop Bop contains a fashionably bland New Age alto solo and is littered with pop artifacts like La Bamba, Spanish Harlem, and the theme from Star Trek. Now, there's nothing wrong with playing unlikely material. 30 years ago, Sonny Rollins took There's No Business Like Show Business, I'm an Old Cowhand, and How Are Things in Glockamora, and made them absurd and captivating at the same time. But when it comes to wit, Richie Cole is to Sonny Rollins what Mel Brooks is to Jonathan Swift. Cole is astute to hear the bop potential in the Star Trek theme, but Rollins would never stoop to something as puerile as this.
Alto Madness, the final frontier. Its lifelong mission is to explore strange and exciting new worlds of music and go where no man has gone before.
Give me a break. In fairness to Cole, he knows his instrument, and he knows its history. Up to a point, anyway. The best and shortest piece on Pop Bop is his revival of a 1920s Rudy Weedoff novelty, Saxophobia. Saxophobia works because Cole plays the joke straight, something he rarely does. He forgets that great jazz isn't just a matter of technique and respect for tradition, or even a desire to do something different. It's a matter of good taste. Cole mucks up a couple of nicely played ballads with schlocky synthetic violins, and he has an unseemly taste for self-promotion. In interviews and liner notes, everything is Alto Madness this or Alto Madness that. Alto Madness being his catch-all term for anything he does. It's not a philosophy, it's a marketing gimmick. Cole's lyric to El Dorado Caddy, sung by Tim Hauser of the overbearing vocal quartet Manhattan Transfer, shamelessly puffs up the reputations of the singer and the composer both. I thought jazz musicians did their bragging on their instruments.
Say, mommy and daddy, this is Eldorado Caddy. Now, listen up, all of you cats and chicks, cause I'm gonna tell you how to get your kicks. Why, you just lose your sadness while you cop some gladness, just digging on the licks of a alto madness. So I asked Leonard Feather, I said, Lenny, how was the weather? He said, Eldorado has just blown up a fine cool breeze. So LD just relax and groove with ease and take another chorus of that vocalese. Now, Eddie Jefferson had the answer, so I called the Manhattan Transfer. They said, indeed, indeed, but you really need to read. Why, McCloudy's gotta read, that's all you need. So check out Richie Cole, cause he's your next to begin. Get up on the bandstand and fall right in.
Like Time Magazine's infamous 1946 article on bebop, Eldorado Caddy focuses more on hipster trappings than musical content. It's a marvel that a tireless booster of jazz like Cole should so completely miss the music's values. Throughout its history, jazz has had to fight the prejudice that it's overdone, unsubtle, culturally retarded. This sort of superficial excitement perpetuates those stereotypes. What depresses me is that the people to whom Cole spreads his message of jazz joy may think such vulgar displays are what the music's all about.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat Cadence and Jazz Times. He reviewed Richie Cole's new album, Pop Bop, on the Milestone label. You're listening to Fresh Air.